Yeah, we're holding daf chov dalu amar aleph on top. Abo betray sidrei. In the case where it's negated, two different kabbonis. Loi, maybe there, b'shem does not hold. You put the money in the dove as kamash malon. The Rashi says, abo betray sidrei. Could go in here first. Shnei tziburim mois lachrais. You sell two bundles of money lachrais. For the schapa b'yechad, and you mischapa with one of them. Didomi. You pushed aside the second one. Maybe then you don't bring in the Nadovas. Kamashal Navami, yes, in both cases of Shimon holds, the leftover money goes into the Nadovas. Nelimor says, Amar Rabbi Yisha, she says like this, Hamafrish Shnei Chatoyis Lachrayis. Somebody sets aside two korban chatis vachrayis. In case it loses one, it brings the other one. Now, Mishapa Bayachas Mem, after it brings one for korban chatis, the Chavret to the second one, Roya. You let it pass from the field till it becomes a bamum, and then you sell it with the money you bring in the davo. So the chur kashri is alibi the man. Who is Rabbi Oisha telling us the chiddush according to? Elaine, if you want to tell me alibi the rabbanon pshita, the chur more says pshita. Hashto hamafresh liyibu. In the case where you set aside one and you lost it, and then you set aside a second one, and you find the first one before you bring the second one, see holds if you bring then if, whichever one you bring is it's not it's. Amri Rabban Sol Rabban said, "Lav kibudami that lemaisi don't have to let be lemisaz. Since you found that before it was korav, is so lachrayis mi boy. Over here we did not lose either of them. You only set it aside lachrayis that in case it would get lost you'd use it, but never got lost is mi boy lachur pshita that it should not be lemisaz. About it's roya. So what's the chiddush? Eli must be teaching us ali b'du Rabbi Shimon. Going to come to Rabbi Shimon shita." So he also what? No, the Chomish Chatois, in the case where it was Avuda, in fact, in all cases, it would be Lemisazla. So you want to tell me that Lachrayis is not Lemisazla. So Gemara says, no. Homer of Shimon holds Chomish Chatois Mesois. That's a lock of Chomish Chatois is Mesois at all times. There's no differences. So he would also be Lemisazla. It was only Gemara before when you set aside the two monies. There was no korban yet, there it's not Libud. But it's not lemisa. The occurrence of Shimon, any times you have two korban chatis, that's the locha. As soon as you bring one of them, the second one is always lemisa. So can we go to occurrence of Shimon? So it says rather elo ali but the Rebbe goes according to Rebbe Shita. The writing is like this: Kiyam a Rebbe. When did Rebbe say that it should go lemisa? That's beibud. When you lost the first one, then you said I saw a second one. Then the second one goes lemisa. Ablach rayis loy. But lechatchila, if you set aside both of them, and you knew that you're only going to bring one of the two, lachrayis, so then even Rebbe agrees it's not lemisa. So Vaish is teaching us a chiddush according to Rebbe Shita. The Gemara says, Tanan, we learned before, Hamafrish chatis, someone sets aside a chatis, Perehi balas mum, and then the chatis becomes a bal mum. So lochru is meichru, you have a right to sell, like to redeem it. Or maybe a cheres tachten, bring another one instead of the first one. So now, the Tanakhama person holds that even though you bring the second one, the first one is not Lemisa's law, because it already became Chulun, there's nothing wrong with it. We had before in the Mishnah said that, Rev Lezer, Rev Shimon, I mean, no, in Korvah Shania, Kodim Shinichka Torishaina, if you brought the second one, you brought the Korv Mechatis before the first one that was sold already, that became Chulun, before the first one had a Shechita, Alokhris Thomas, still you have to kill the first one, it has to die. Because the owner already has his kaporos, that's called the b'chatesh shekipro baleha, that's still the misosla, even though it became a chulin already. So now, kasakatayat, the havamina is, kasakatayat, the Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon, Rebbe Srilay. That he also holds like Rebbe, that the locher is called the misosla. And if so, v'afilu b'chareis nami, if Reb Lezer Shimon is going according to Rebbe Shita, that even b'chareis also should be the misosla. Because over here, it was never lost. You set aside the first one for chatas and became a balmum. Then you made a second one. That should be doim to achrayis. And still you see, hold it is lemis ozlo. So it's not like Rabbi Yishai is saying. Samura says, loy, it could be no. Dilma Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Shimon, ki avu asrule. He holds like his father, like Rabbi Shimon Shita we had before. The Yom Rabbi Shimon holds, chomish chatois mesa. It's a special lechel Moshe Mitzinai that at all times it's lemisa. So anytime you have like two korban chatas for one chet, it's always lemisa, even for achrayis also. And Rabbi Yishai is not going according to Rabbi Shimon, but rather according to Rebbe, so therefore this will not be a kasha on Rabbi Yishai. Tanan learned like this, Lefi Shein Chata Siba Mesa. Again, the same case before, where you had these on Yom Kippur, the two Sira Izim, and one of them was Lashem, one was Lazozel, the one Lazozel died, and you set aside a second one. So it says the reason why the first one was not Lemisozel, because Shein Chata Siba Mesa. Mashmanova, the Yochid Mesa would have been a Korban Chattis of a Yochid, it would have been a Mesa. And Omar Rav Rav says in that halacha that Balachim ain't any Dochim. That even though the first one, when it was fit to be a Soyer Lashem, the Lazozel died, so at that time it wasn't fit to be brought, so what? Since it's still alive, that's called Ein Balachim Nidochim. And therefore, when you set aside a second two, you only have to bring from the second pair is just one Lazozel, but you can still bring the first Chattis Lashem. And therefore, Kishu Mischapa, when you have the Kapor, which one goes a Soyer Lashem? That's Bisheni Shebezug Rishon. So from the first Zug, that Chattis is brought. Is Mischapa Viduch. Now the second, from the second Zug, Hevelei Bachrayis, that's a lot like a Chrayis. Because when you set aside the second one, you knew right away that you're not going to use it. You can use the, maybe the first one, but it was never Ovdo. And still, look at Tana, we have, it says in the Bryce, it says over there, the Yochid Mesa, like only because it's a Korban Tziva, it's not Mesa. Mashav would have been the Yochid, would have been Mesa. So, clearly, it's not like a Baishi, here is the even Lachrayis, also be Mesa. So, Mar says, no, I'll tell you, Rav, the time Rav goes according to his own Tam, the Yom that Rav holds, Mitzvah Barishain. Rav holds such a case, we have brought two pairs of Shnei Sirim for two Gerolas. Rav holds, we know right away the mitzvah is to bring the first one. So it comes out, when you set aside the second pair, we knew right away that Chatas Lashem is going to be Libud. So therefore it's sort of like your mafshid Libud, that's why it goes Lemitzvah, it's not Daimut Achrayis. Boy Achrayis, the pshat is, either one you could use. There's never one that's gone Libud. But over here, since Rav holds, we know right away that the first one we brought Lashem, so the second one is called, and the second pair, all you need really is just the one Lazozel. The second one is right away Don Leibud. So therefore, it's Lemisoz. That wouldn't be Kash on Rabbi Shia. Tani, we learn like this. Rev Simi Ba Ziri Kaimi the Rav Papa, in front of Rav Papa. Of the Bishas HaFrosha. Let's say it was lost, you lost your first Chattis, and then you set aside a second one, and then you found the first one. So the Rebbe Mesa, according to Rebbe Shita Taka, goes the Misa. Since you set aside the second one before you found the first one, it goes the Misa, the first one. The Rabbon, according to Rabbon Shita, that's Tiro. No, since you found the first one before you brought the second one, so you bring one, and the second one is Tiro, it's not the Misa. Of the Bishas Kapar, let's say you first found the first one after you already brought the second one, then the Rabbon Mesa, according to Rabbon Shita, that's the Lachal Moshe Sinai of Chate Shekipur Baleho. But he says the Havamina was to say that Lerebi Roy, according to Rebbe, all it be is just a pest, you don't have to kill it. For the Gemara, how could that be? L'chura tzakal v'choyma. Uma avudi b'shas afrosh, imaduch Rebbe holds. That if you find the first one, b'shas Yoni set aside the second one, you didn't bring it yet. To Yami, Rabbanan, Rabbanan, hold on that sheet to Roy, you only have to be Roy it. Uma Rebbe, still Rebbe says, what Mesa, it goes Lemisa, if so avudi b'shas kaparo. In a case where when you find the first one, the second one was already brought already, you found that after Kaporo. Till the Rabbanan Kuntz, Rabbanan Lach will be Mesa. Is the Rebbe Lakoshka, and isn't for sure Kuntz Rebbe also be Mesa? How can you say it's not Lemesa? El Rabbi Gemara says, Tony, this is what you should learn. Of Avud de Bishas Afroshim. If it was lost, Bishas Afroshim. So, Le Rebbe Mesa, Le Rabbanan Roya. B'shas Kaporo, let's say you find the first one after you already brought the second one, then Divri Hakol Mesa, according to everybody, not only according to Rebbe, even according to Chomoso, will be Mesa. That's Halacha L'Mosh Mesinai, Chatesh Kibru Balez L'Misozla. Now the Mishnah says, Rebbe Lezor B'Shem Enoim Herm, that in case where the first one became a Balmum, and you were poor there and you sold it, and then you mark for the second one for Korban Chatesh, so if Shem holds, if you bring the second one, you make the Shechita. Before you made a shechita on the first one, so even though the first one is chulin, still the din is this lemisozla. Tanur Rabban wrote like this: there's a klal of ein magilim b'yomtiv. When you have a korban on yomtiv and you want to skin it, you're not allowed to skin it in a special way to take off all the skin in one shot, that it shouldn't have any holes in it. So that's an avoida. It's hard to do it that way. And the reason why you do it, you want to make a flask out of it. You want to use the skin to be complete without any holes. So you can't do this on yomtiv. It's too much of a tircha on yomtiv. You have a bechor also that becomes a balmum, so when you want to skin it, you can't skin it this way. It's like a bizoyin to kachim. Also, we have a carbon that became a balmum, and you apoder it. So later, when you want to skin it, also you can't skin it this way to take off all the skin in one shot. Rather, you have to cut it on the side, Rashi says, cut it on the stomach, up and down, and then you take it off. That's not a bizoin. So more explains. Bishleim, I understand, be yomtif, one yomtif, you have to do it this way, the kotar of tircha lo chazilei. Otherwise, it's a big tircha, something that's not fit, so don't do it on yomtif. Elo b'chor, man tan, who says you can't do this to a b'chor l'chura? When it has a baal mum, it belongs to the kanim, it's regular chulin. So why can you do this to a regular chulin? Omer Rav Chizdo, Beisham, it says this law doesn't go into Beishamai. The yom that he holds, even after the b'chor comes a baal mum, still it has kedusha on it. And therefore Beishamai holds, b'chor b'kedushasai yukoi, it still has this kedusha. This man learned the Gemara in B'choris that says, Beishamai yomer, lo yimna yisulim akoin ala b'chor. That a kohen cannot invite a Yisrael to eat from the Bechor, even if it has a balmum, because it still has kedusha on it, therefore you can't let a Yisrael eat it. So, according to Beshami, it's good, it's ein magilin, since it has kedusha on it, you can't skin it, to be zoyin to the kachim. Psumi ha-mikdoshim ma-tanu zetano, omer ha-mchiz de Rabbi Elazar b'Shimon, who goes to quote our Rabbi Elazar b'Shimon, the Tanya learned like this, hoi lefonav shtei chatois. Person had two chatois in front of him. Achas t'mimo, v'yachas balasmum. So locher is t'mimo t'korv, the one that's time bringer for yachatis, and balasmum t'poda, that you could redeem it. So who the yetzer is to first redeem the balasmum, and then bring the other one. What's going to be nishkot to balasmum? Let's say you shechta the balasmum, means you apoder it, and you shechta b'teras chulin. Achla nizu doma, before you made a shechita, a zrika on the korbin, so shel tmima muteris, then actually nizko dama shel tmima muteris. Then you let us delete that first the first shechita you made. What's going to be though mishenizrak dama shel tmima? Let's say no. First you shechted the korban, and then you first got around to shecht the balas mum. So it's asura, and it becomes also. We have Lazar, we have Shimon Oimer, Afilu Bosa Balas Mum, Bikdeira. No, even if you first shechted the Balas Mum, and the meat is in, you're cooking up the meat, and then, and you prayed it first, and you cooked it up, and then, Venizarak Domashal Tmim, and then they made as weak as Dam on the Dam Tmimba, is Yaitzla Besas Reifa. Still, you have to burn it. It's still called the Chatesh Shekipur Balea, which is the Misazla. So, what do you see here? So according to Rabbi Elazar b'Shimon, Psula HaMikdashim, even after you poyder it, still it has a kedusha on it, and therefore still be a din l'misazla. So here also, that's why the din will be ein magilin, you can't skin it this way, it's still called ibizoyin. Now the Gemara says to Rabbi Chizda, look, mi dividi ke b'shamay, want your old bullshit that goes according to b'shamay, and the same way he says it by Bechor, he'll say it by Psula HaMikdashim also, that even after you poyder it, still it has kedusha. So Gemara says no. Dilma may be kiyami b'shami. When the b'shami says svara b'bechor, the jesus in the rechem has its dusha when it's first born from its rechem. That's why it's so kodesh. Therefore, even after you poyder it, still it has. Even after it comes a balmum, it has its kedusha. Abba psula amikdashim loy. Psula amikdashim doesn't have such kedusha. After you poyder it, maybe the kedusha goes off. Maybe then you would be margol. So if we can't stop saying goes according to b'shami, yes, say it goes according to Rabbi Elazar b'Shimon. For the Gemara still, Rav Chizda, like, but look, me, divide the Rav Elazar b'Shimon, let him say both things. And just like it says by Psul HaMikdashim, the Kedusha still remains even after you poyder it. So maybe the same thing by Bechor also. So Gemara says again, no, Dilma maybe. Kiyom, Rav Elazar b'Shimon, Rav Elazar b'Shimon say as for Psul HaMikdashim. The Ali me lemitvis pidyoinoi, Rav Psul HaMikdashim, it's very strong, and it's a strong Kedusha that you could be poyder it. So therefore, even after you poyder it, some Kedusha remains. But the klal is by Bechor, you can't be poyder it. So maybe we'll go now, it's a kalus and it's kedusha that you can't redeem it. So therefore, when it comes a balmum, maybe the kedusha by itself goes off. So I would not know it. Loi. And therefore, you have to tell me that Rechiz says by Bechor goes according to Beishamai, and Psula Mekdoshim goes according to Rabbi Shimon. Now the Gemara says, for Rabbi Elazar b'Shimon, lest there doesn't the old order, it's not that we learned. Kol psuli ha-mikdoshim, nishchotem b'yitlis, any psula mikdoshim, even after you poyder it, you're allowed to sell the meat in the regular marketplace. For nimkorim, you could shecht it there. For nimkorim, you could sell it there. For nishkolim b'litra, and you could weigh it with regular weights. Alma, what do we see? Kivun the shoris lay. Since we let you do these things to sell it the right way, tvei vizoven, you'll sell it better and you get more money, and the money goes to kachim. So you see, as long as the hegdish will gain on the deal, we let you make this bizoyin. So we're here margalit also. You should be allowed to skin it, the whole skin together, even though it's a little bit of a bizoyin. From the time you get more money for it, so it'll also be a revach for kachim. So why don't we say it's mutter? So my answer is Amar Rav Mori Bered Rav Chizda Mash Mashbiach Beyor Poikim Abasa. It's not a svara. Hegdish doesn't gain on the deal, because even though by skinning the whole animal together you get a better piece of skin, but the mice, it ruins a little bit the meat. So what you gain on the skin, you ruin the meat. It's not kedai. It's not called you gaining. But Marova, and they said in the Eretz Yisrael Mishmed Rabavin Mifnei Shenira Ki Oyved Avoyde Bekodshim. The reason why we don't want you to skin it by the Tzul HaMikdashim, because it looks like you're doing an Avoyda B'Kodshim. It just looks like the Gezerah. Rashi says, Shoyse Mafuach, if you make like this flayas out of a behema, when it's still Mechuba, the skin is still Mechuba, the Avoyda Mamish is not, because ain't Avoyda L'Yachamisa, but just nearer K'Avoyda B'Kodshim. That's why we don't want you to do this even on Tzul HaMikdashim. It looks like you're working with the Tzul HaMikdashim. Like, if we know you're allowed to do this, we're afraid that the people hold on to it. Rashi says, they won't shecht it until they need people that need it, and they need this type of a flask, and therefore if you hold on to it for a long time, we're afraid you come day isa giza v'avoida. Therefore, shlei gadol, you shouldn't grow for the mador madorim. That's why we say no. We say that you should. We say it's also to be margul psulei hamikdashim. Yehadmin olecho v'lachavis. Now the Mishnah says, ketzad narim malabechor. How do you get away if you know your animal is pregnant the first time and you're afraid maybe be a zorcha be a bechor? You want to get away. You shouldn't have kedushas bechor. You want to give it another kedusha that you could use it and not have to give it to a kain. So if you have ketzad marimim ala bechor, nivakeris, if you have your behemoth that's pregnant, shoysim uberis, and it's the first time, so the owner has a right to say like this, masha b'meyeho shelzu, what's inside the stomach, the fetus here, im zoch, if it's a zoch, I want it to be oila, korban oila right now. The locher is yold the zoch, because verse to a zoch, yakriv oila. It doesn't have kedushas bechor, because kedushas bechor is only chal when it comes out from the rechem. Here, since when it was a fetus inside, he gave it a kedushas oila, so once that kedushas chal, a kedushas bechor is not chal on it. So maybe you could use it for your korban oila. V'im nekeva, now you speak out, let's say what's inside the mother's stomach is going to be in a keva, then you want it to be zivche shlamim. So Gemara is going to talk about, the chur won't worry about a bechor. If it's in the keva, it's not a bechor. So Gemara says this part of the Mishnah means stomach case. Let's say you have a chattis. So you say what's inside it, if it's in a keva, it should be a shlamim. Because tam the locher is vlad chattis is lemisazla. So you want to save yourself that the vlad should not be lemisa, so you makdish it right now to make it into shlamim. So that's the locher. Yold in a keva, if it gives birth to in a keva, tikor shlamim, you have a right to bring it for shlamim. What about if somebody says like this? He has again his pregnant bechor, a pregnant animal the first time giving birth, so he makes it tonight. Im zocher oila. If what's inside this fetus is a zocher, so instead of being a bechor, I want it to be a korban oila right now. V'im nekeva, if it's in a keva right now, ziv cheshlam, I want it to be a shlam of senech nami. Yold is zocher nekeva. So let's say he gives birth to both. So a zocher is yakriv oila. V'im nekeva, the kor shlam, both kedushas of takachal. What's going to be Yol de Shnei Zechorim? Let's say the guy gives birth, the behemoth gives birth to two Zechorim. Zechem Mehem Yaakov Oila. One of them is a Korban Oila. Because you were only Makriv one for the Oila. And we are Shnei the second one, Yimorcha Lechai V'Oila. You have the right to sell it to people that need a Korban Oila. For Dom of Chulun, and the money belongs to you. So why is the second one Chal? Like Rashi says, because really, Ashneim Chal Kedushas Oila. Da Komrim Zocha Yayela. Mashma, that everything in there should have a Kedushas Oila. But only one is really to be brought, because the net was only to bring one. So if both have kedushas, you have to sell to people that need a korban oila. What's going to be yold the shnei nekevis? Let's say the pregnant behemoth gave birth to two nekevis. Sach the same svara, and you said they should be shlamim. So you only made a net to bring one. Sach has meam tikor shlamim. One of them tak is brought for korban shlamim. For yashni, and the second one timocher, you have to sell it again. Like Rashi says, we'll see in the Gemara Mestoma. that sometimes the chiyuv to give it to Hegdish it has, because you're meant to be makdish your b'torah shlamim. Just one you have to bring, and one is hashni, the second one, timorchus, tell it l'chayv shon, someone that needs a karm shlamim, for the demeh chulin, the money remains chulin. What's going to be yold the tumtum v'yadrugnis? Let's say the behemoth gives birth to a tumtum v'yadrugnis, you have a suffix, whether it's a zohar or nish. Now, Zohar and a Keva, where either it's covered up there, or you have both Simonim, so Rishim will lay there, ain't Kedusha Chalalayim, there's no Kedusha at all, they have no Kedusha, Tumtim Adrugnish can't be Makdishtim, no Kedusha is Chal at all, not Zohar, not Shlomim, and not a Bechor. Tadig Mer says, Omar Rav Yehuda, Muta Lahato Mum Bechor, you have a heter to put a Mum into this Bechor, when it's still in the mother's stomach, Kredim Shiosla Avroilim, before it comes out, before it has this Kedusha, so you let him make a mum in it. It's not called matam mum bekachim, because the bechor first gets his kedusha when it comes out of the rechem. So before it comes out of the rechem, if you put your hands inside there and make a slit in its lip or in its ear, so you smutter to do this, and then when it comes out, it has no kedusha. You don't have to be makrit for carbon. Tanan, or else in the gabe is manazeh, you don't have to wait till it comes about mum. You could use it right away. Tanan, we learn like this. Oy merodam, says in the Mishnah, a person should say, Masha b'meyeh shelzu, what's inside the stomach, the fetus inside it, oyla should be covered oyla. Is oyla in, shlamim loy, mashma, you only have a right to make the blood inside a carbon oyla, and you have no right to make it into shlamim. If it's a zoch, you have no right to make it into shlamim. What's the reason why? Because it's supposed to be kula kodesh. So by making it into a shlamim, part of it you're using for yourself. It's like you'd be mafsid kachim. So therefore, you have no right to make it into shlomim, you have to make it into an oila. If so, the question is, v'yartamat, you want to tell me, demotzes matla m'gdishosai, so what right do you have to right now make a mum on this fetus, the who you're taking away from kachim? Kachim will have nothing from it. Madach in the Mishnah, we say you can't even make it into a shlomim, but you're supposed to make it into an oila, because it's supposed to go kulu l'ashem. The Rashi says, hoyu v'kolul hi, sharu l'shnu y'kdush v'chor. Avoshlam nekdushas kalihi also l'shnu y'lechachila. You can't take be mishana from kedushas bechor to shlamim because it's a kalos. So for sure you should not be allowed to make it into a balmum. So when it's back poshit, Amalach Rav Yehuda, hani mila bezman shebesim mitishkayim. When does the Mishnah say that besim mitishkayim? It's supposed to be brought for good carbon. So then you only have a right to change it into an oila, not into a shlamim. But ki kamina no. When does your view this say Zalocho, Bizmanazeh not lechaz like rub is not fit for krover anyway? So if we're allowed to be matlamum today, Fredimori Bizmanazeh, Malamenuch, what's the chidish, chur pshita? So Mor says, no, Matatim, I would have thought to say, Nigzah still make a gzerum, not to be matlamum before it comes out, because then we have to be afraid, maybe Nofik Rov Roshayim, maybe first Rov of the head would come out. And then it's called the Bechor and has Kedusha. And then there'll be an Averu to be Matlamum. The Kesha to be Mumma, and you'll be put a Mum inside it. So I would have thought that I'd make a Gezer even before, right afterwards. Kamashmala, we don't make a Gezer. For the Gemara, why not? V'yei mochen astakasel, v'yei mochen ami. But it says, afilu hochi, ho adifa. You're better off this way. Because if you can let it stay around Sholem, then you're going to have to wait till it becomes a Balmum. You may come to be over the Aver, you may work with it. Maybe over Giza Bavida on a Bechor. So therefore, rather than being over the Yis of Giza Bavida on a Bechor, we would rather you, Bismanazeh, be Matlamum in it before it comes out. So then it has no Kedusha, then there's no Issa to be over Giza Bavida. Rather than stop letting the Bechor come out, let it have its Kedusha, then you have to be afraid you can't use it right now. You can't be able to work with it or shear off the wool. So it's better to be Matlamum first, in order not to be afraid, maybe you'll be over there very late of Giza Bavoida. Even though you should Bishashi be Matal the Mum, maybe there's a possibility you first be Matal the Mum after it comes out, that we're not afraid about, you'll have to watch yourself carefully. Then it says, Nemish Nim Nikevo Zivche Shlom. If what comes out is Nikevo, you want to be Shlom. For the Gemara Nikevo, what do you worry about is Nikevo? Miko Kitchen Bechor, the Mishnah Song Malachura, how do you save yourself from Kedushas Bechor? So it's only be a problem, it's going to be a zocher, it's going to be in a cave that has no kedushas bechor anyway. So what are you worried about? So Mor says, say fast to the behemoth the Hegdish. To say for this part is talking about, what Tzor Rashi explains, where it's a chattis. The locher is that the chattis gives birth, so vlad chattis is lemisazlo. So you want to save yourself, they should not have a din of lemisazlo. And we're going according to Man Yom, the kedusha is not chal when it's inside, it's first chal the kedusha vlad chattis when it's born. So to here before it's born, the Yetzer is be makdashit for Shlomim. So therefore, when it comes out, it doesn't have Kedushas Chatas on it, so it will not be Levisa. So that's the Chiddush here, you could be making into a Shlomim before it comes out, and then it will not be Lamisa. Then the Sefer says, Yoldish Nezachorim. Amri the Gemara says, I behemes te hegdish, hech diakdish oilo, leheder oilo, idoch, nevi bitushose di imo. Like if we're talking about again that the mother, let's say, was a korban oilo, the mother had son Kedusha, so the son gives birth now to two kids. So the first one, Taka, is Kaddish the way you made it. But the second one should be Kaddish after its mother. If it's talking about, let's say, Chattis. So the second one should have Kedusha's Chattis. How do you say now you can sell the Domim? The second one should automatically have a Kedusha. If it's coming out of the mother, that's a carbon. So Gemara says, no, Saif, I'll tell you, it's talking about us and again the Behemoth Chulin. And Echnaim, the Saif is talking about a Behemoth Chulin. And you're only worried about a Bechor. So the first one that comes out has a Kedusha's Oiler on it, and the second one doesn't have a Kedusha's Oiler on it. It's really like Chulin. You just have to sell it for the Domim, you just have to sell it that the Behemoth should be used for Chulin, for an Oiler, and the money is Chulin. So Nechlami comes out the first case of the Mishnah is Chulin, and the last case is Chulin, just the middle case, right in the Keva, that's where the mother was a Chattis, and you want to save it not to have a din of Vlad Chattis, so that's the Eitzah to be Makdish to Vlad before it comes out. So it's not called the Vlad Chattas anymore, but rather it has its own Kedushas Shlomim, therefore will not be Lemisa Oslo. Alright, yeah, we'll stop here.